All right, Diamonds, we're about to go live with Greg Haywood from the new reality show called Lost Resort. So let me request him. No, let me request him. Let's see. Y'all ready? Let's go. Let's talk shit. Here we go, Diamonds. Hi!
There she is. Now, you know we're not supposed to see the green screen, right?
I know. I ain't got no goddamn graphic artist, so I have my damn logo right now.
So you didn't have a black person or something else?
I don't know how to do that. Like, oh, is that what you in front of? You're in front of a green screen? Look, before we get started, let's get a cute picture.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready, baby.
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
It's so blurry. What, you got an Android?
No, an iPhone. But my Wi-Fi's bad.
Oh, well, then that's what it is. Because you see, I'm clear. If I can get one else. Okay, so take a pose for me. Okay, we just gonna have to take your broke iPhone. How you doing, boo?
Brand new. It's good. It's good. That episode was good and focused on everybody else, and I just got to add some little comments in. So.
No. Well, first, let's go back to episode one.
Okay.
So, first of all, where is this filmed at?
And we filmed in December. And so you fly in the airport, and then it's another like 2 hour drive into the middle of the actual jungle.
Okay. You in the middle of a jungle?
Yeah, I was so sick on the car ride there. It's like, it's hilly and it's all gravel. So it's like, oh my God. Like, it was bad.
What?
And I didn't know also, like, my blood pressure had been high. So I didn't know if I was like, am I having a stroke? So I kept like trying to feel my left leg.
Yes.
Still going, but
luckily it's nausea. So, okay, so it's in Costa Rica. Have you ever been to Costa Rica before?
No, no. Mexico. I went to Mexico a lot traveling, but never Costa Rica.
How the hell they get you into a middle of a jungle?
Right?
Like, what? Did they lie to y'all and say, oh, it's going to be this wonderful resort? And then you get there and you're like, well, what the fuck is all of this? And who is these people? Because these leaders, baby, is weird as fuck.
Well, I just thought, yeah, they said, oh, you're going to go.
You fading out, baby. You fading out, baby. I can't. Wait, your Wi-Fi. You said what? Say it over. It took you out.
We had no clue what we were actually going to do.
Okay.
We just knew it was, you know, yoga and things like that, and you know it'll help you out. But honest to God, like, I didn't know if they were going to throw me in like a pit of snakes or we were going to jump out of an airplane. But I did tell the producers, I was like, the minute one snake comes out, I'm done. Gone.
Right. But so. So you had never met the cast. You first met them as soon as you got there day one.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you something. They got their mother and daughter. Baby. No, sir. I can't. And let me tell you something. Me and my mom relationship is not the best, especially growing up, but we gotten better. But baby, they on another level. Like, what the hell?
Extra.
Like, they pulled up. When they got them in the car on the way, they was arguing and shit. Then when they got there, they was arguing. And I can just see all in your face. You was like, oh, is these bitches finna do this all the whole time?
Yeah, well, and I was so nervous. I was like, oh, thank God, because it took all the pressure off of me.
Yeah.
So I could, like, ooh, maybe I could say this and it'll get them riled up so it can, like, we can not focus on me right now.
Yeah. Let me tell you what it was about you. Who in the hell says when they like to get angry, and when they get angry, they like to throw shit? What the hell is wrong with you, Greg?
We didn't have nothing to do. where I was living in my hometown of Kennett, Missouri. I think it was an activity for me because I would like just be bored at the restaurant. Nobody showed up, and I was like, well, shit, I'll just let her carrying that plate wrong to the table piss me off.
So you really own an actual restaurant and you got anger issues? So are you that person? Because see, I know me. If my food is not right, I need to take it back until you bring it back to me. Are you the one that's going to throw my motherfucking plate of food across the kitchen?
No, I'll not be nice to you, but until I get to the back. No, I'm one of those, so when I hire people, I'd say, sometimes I might yell, but just take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
And go on with your life. And then, you should probably have to preface your hiring mode.
Yeah.
I'm a crazy bitch with a grain of salt.
Really? Because, first of all, what kind of restaurant you own?
It was an American restaurant in a country club.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Those people. But it's closed now. When I came back from the retreat, we had 5 days to get closed up and close it out.
Because of COVID or because of your attitude?
Because of my attitude. And we weren't making money. There was not enough clientele to support it. So, and I knew this going to the resort. So I knew that I was coming back to a business I was having closed. So that's almost why I was like, I have nothing else to lose. So why not fucking give them all that I have and just go for it?
So you get to the resort. You with motherfucking crazy ass Thelma and Louise, right? What is your take? First of all, what is your take on this chick? I can't even remember her damn name. She's been married 4 times, engaged 6 times, and had 8 proposals. What the hell?
Claudia,
that's her name. What in the Kim Kardashian is going on?
She gave me that evil eye when I stole that stick back because I need to tell some more shit.
I got that on tape.
So I kind of steered away from her for the first couple of days.
Okay.
But then when Christine was at the rage ceremony and her mom started having her exorcism behind.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
That eye, what? And come on. That's when we started, formed a little side up.
Oh, yeah, we going to get to this goddamn exotic day. What you drinking, boo?
It's a Red Bull watermelon slushy with vodka.
Oh, okay. Well, my cranberry and lemon. So.
Thank you to David. Yeah. That was, I was just reading.
No, we can answer any questions, too. What did he say?
He said he liked that I wasn't pegged as a gay cast member in intros. It's like, yeah, it's part of why I was there, but it's like.
Okay.
Crazy angry.
But speaking of that, honey, I seen your ass looking at Benjamin. Mm-hmm.
Baby, it's much better in person, too.
Really?
It's big. But
he tall?
He's 6'5".
He don't look that tall on TV.
I was just looking at my pictures that, we had our phone, the last day before we shipped out.
Yeah.
And I found 6 pictures I snuck in him in the corner walking by. I'm like I thought I would never see him again or something. I'm like, oh, I gotta show people this man.
He's juicy. He is juicy. Do you get, you probably can't tell me right away, but I hope to see something maybe, can grow from that. Cause I'm a nosy bitch. I like to see it. Cause I saw in the episode tonight. Tonight was just wild. I saw the episode with Miko and Varon. First of all, Varon walking around all these middle-aged ass white women getting their moist and shit with his non-body fat and pearly whites and shit. I said, what the hell? If he don't put on some goddamn clothes and stop letting these middle-aged women lose their goddamn mind. But then I seen him in the pool with Miko, so I guess he gonna pursue her. Because let me tell you, I'm gonna be real honest with you. In the first episode, when they put him next to the chick that's married, you know what I'm talking about? The blonde haired chick who husband didn't come. I saw something. I don't know. I was like, why would they put this single available man in a goddamn room with this going through marriage ass woman, like literally right next door to each other. So I was like, I'm gonna have to watch it. But then when I saw, you know, him in his interviews, he was saying like, oh, Miko this and that. I was like, oh, okay, so he like Miko. But I don't know, for some reason I just get a kind of vibe with them two, if that makes sense what I'm saying.
Yeah, I kept sensing a vibe, but I wasn't sure the extent of it until, you know, the next few episodes. But
yeah, I need to see the few episodes, because when I saw that, I was like, oh, I think this, and I was going to say it in my video, I was like, I think these two might fuck around. But then I think I seen a small clip of the future her husband come to the resort, but that don't mean nothing. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to watch these two. Okay.
Yeah, because they do live together. Yeah, I don't think about that. They work together, which we also have cameras watching us 24 hours a day. Like,
that don't mean shit.
True.
Because they say y'all forget about the cameras.
Yeah, they became part of our, like, you know, we couldn't talk to the camera people, but they became part of our, you know, you do forget about them. They just blend in, and you're like, oh, they're almost like, you know, if we were crying, you could see them crying. Like, they were feeling the feels, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was powerful stuff. It does look a lot of times like...
scripted.
Like, focus, or,
yeah.
You know...
Yeah.
Fake, you know, or that earthy shit. But, yeah, I mean, we got some stuff out of it.
Because when you say cameras are there, so you're not unsure. Do you know how many shows I've watched and people have hooked up in front of a camera? That don't mean nothing. So I'm a watch, but yeah, I noticed some lit vibes with them or whatever. So I was like, I need to keep my eye on them, because I just something just don't seem too right about that. But we'll see, you know, because he said he liking Miko, so we gonna see. My thing is with Miko. Now that you know that you're on the show, you got to open up. Because that's what you're there for. So I'm waiting for her to open up. Because if you're not going to open up, then go home. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I'm waiting to try to get, I'm trying to still get a feel for her. And then the pastor. When she said that she in the dark spot with God and she is disconnected, I said, well, how is you preaching the goddamn Bible to people and you don't even believe in God your goddamn self?
Yeah, she's just going to work to throw water on
me. I said, you just putting holy water on motherfuckers and saying, bless it, do a Hail Mary and go on about your business. Take this goddamn communion and go ahead.
Eat that bread, bitch, and go.
Let's eat a couple crackers and the goddamn grape juice. Thank you. Fucking crackers in. So I said, okay. You know, and she had some tragedy happen to her, but I don't know, she still just seemed kind of just disconnected, period. To me. And she just seems, and she's very boring. I'm waiting to see if she, because one thing what people have to realize is people like drama. That's just what they do. You know, people say, oh, I'm tired of seeing shows that do this, that do that, but that's what you're listening. That's what you're looking for. Christine's over here. Christine Chow.
And you know, like, you know, we talk about that. It's like, well, we also signed up for a TV show, so. But I say the cameras also made us accountable. So
okay.
It's like, okay, you're being watched and being seen, so now you're accountable for everything that you do and say that, you know, you're going to do on the show. So.
Right. But since Christine on here, she could chime in, right? Like, I get it, but how old is Christine, first of all?
Christine, I think you're, what, 26 or 27 now?
She 26, 27, her mama 40. First of all, her mama looked fabulous to be the age she is. Okay, let's talk about that. Women in our 40s, we looking good, boo. You understand me? But oh, you're 27. So, you know, I'm going to tell you about this particular episode. When Christine got mad at her mom for saying fuck off. I just thought that was a little bit, like, too dramatic for me. Like, you can't handle Christine. You can't handle your mama telling you to fuck off. What the hell? Do you know people, my parents say way worse shit than that? Way. And so I just thought that was a little...
Beating
their ass, okay? I come from a black mother. She don't give a fuck what she say out her mouth. I stayed embarrassed 24/7. Like, did this bitch really say? Okay. So when I heard the whole... She said, not in front of other people. Christine. She said, that's not cool. Christine, I get it. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But at the end of the day, parents say shit like that. Now, shut the fuck up. Get in the fucking room. If your mother is a cursor. Now, if your mother not a cursor... then, you know, okay. But I just think the lip fuck off. That was just a little too sensitive. Like, you at a resort, y'all going through whatever y'all going through. She said fuck off, and you was more embarrassed about that than any of the other stuff that they was going through. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna let them have that, because maybe it's just being over exaggerated for the show. Because I'm like, fuck off. You mad at that? Shh.
Yeah. Instead of that, should be probably that level of mother daughter, that still that small level of superiority.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, Christine, I can see you being, you know, upset about it, but I don't know. It's just, you know, I'm just one person, and I have my issues with my mama. Trust and believe I do. And like I say, that's what I'm saying. I've heard worse things than fuck off. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. And a lot of, and I do hear that when you make your daughter your friend, that's when you have a problem. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I hear. Like, because sometimes we as children, we grow up, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we forget that you really are mama. So we be, and we get sassy, and how we talk to our friends, we tend to be like, shut the fuck. Now, Maggie, she may say, you know, fuck off to me. But I wouldn't dare say that to her, if that makes sense. You understand what I'm saying? And so sometimes when you become a friend, your child don't know when that friendship, when to draw the line. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think people be like, you should stop being her friend and be her mother. But sometimes you do want your mother to be your friend. You do. But it's just a boundary, because we can't forget in the moment and be talking shit. And your mama be looking like, I am your mama. You do know who you're talking to. And I've been guilty of that a lot. But, Christine, what I will say for you, I really hope you get some healing, because I'm 43 and my mother is 60. She gonna kill me. What's how old? She about like 65? And baby, I still got motherfucking issues from back. You know what I mean? From back in the day that I have to constantly be like, Dominique, calm the fuck down. You know what I mean? So, I you know. Okay.
So, when I was younger, there was hardly no relationship there, like, a close one, because she was so young, but now it's better than ever, like, you know.
Yeah, it do get, and that's what I want to tell Christine, it do get better throughout the years, it do. You know, sometimes we in a moment, because it looked like, I think Christine and her mama probably around the same age as my mama, when I was 27, and my mama was probably in her 40s. So, you know, is Christine, are you the older child? Are you the only child or the first child?
She's the oldest.
That's what I'm saying. I think me and Christine might have been our mama's practice child. You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm going to get off of that part. Christine, you're going to have to learn how to love your mother where she is, if that makes sense. Oh, you the oldest out of four? I'm the oldest out of four. And so... I think you just gotta love your mother where she at. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, you notice how your mama is. You just gonna have to deal with it. Like, now sometimes when my mama take me there, I be like, look, I got a Zoom call. Let me go. Or, all right, I'm about to go. Because I felt her when she was like, well, we can't be in the same, you know, room for 30 minutes. Shit, me and my mama just had a bad falling out in Christmas. And I ain't talked to her for 3 months. So I get it. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta... know when to leave. You'll just start, you know, building a pattern. And you'll just fucking leave. Like, when she get to talking crazy, you'll just go. And I felt that, like, when her mama was talking about her grandmother. My mama be doing that shit. And I be like, I don't know what the fuck you been through, but my grandmama not like that. Because we don't know. We know the grandmama part. We don't know the parent part.
That's your experience with that person.
Exactly. And grandmas are different. Because I see my mama relationship with my niece. And I'm like, bitch, you wasn't like that with me. You wasn't all that nice with me. So it's just like, I get it, but, you know, I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to pray for their relationship, because, honey, her mama was doing the most tonight, and that dancing with that moaning and shit. I was like, when the last time Robin had some dick? When the last time your mama had some sex, Christine? Huh? When the last time she had some? Because she was doing a little moaning too much. They was throwing that little water on her. She probably was getting all excited and shit. When the last time your mama... No, you know what? She did say she had broke up with her boyfriend for 5 months and shit. So maybe she was needing some sex. I don't know. Shit.
I don't know.
What did you think of that dancing and shit? That didn't... Like, fuck it. That's weird.
That dance was... Yeah. I was just dancing. The problem was we didn't have no music. So it's just the guys over there just hitting the drums. I'm like, can we get something? Whitney or somebody?
I'm going to need y'all. I don't know. You know, I'm going to wait for the rest of the episodes. But right now, Greg, I got to be honest. It's not holding my attention like that right now. I'm going to be honest with you, boo. I have to be honest. So I'm hoping, you know, I'm hoping it gets better. I'm just saying. Because right now, I'm like, okay, I'm about to watch about 2 more episodes, maybe. Maybe of this shit.
And I think the next episode when Aqua arrives.
Who?
Aqua.
Oh, that little, the new leader?
The Sacred Orgasmic Dance leader.
The who?
Sacred Orgasmic Dance.
Sacred Orgasm Dance?
Yeah. Or as I call it, a Friday night in New York.
Greg. What in the hell is going down at this resort?
I'm figuring out too, because I'm seeing things I didn't see when I was there. But she kind of throws a wrench in it next.
David, you have to watch the show to know who Aqua is. She's she's like a coming leader. You gotta catch up, David. We episode 2. She coming in episode 3.
Yeah, where have you been?
Right, where you been for the last 2 episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I want to see what this little Aqua is. Because just on the little picture with a little bra and the see-through shit, I'm like, what the fuck? But how did you take Aqua? You like her? She going, without telling me, is she going to add some spice, some sizzle to the show, or what's up?
Yeah, she causes some heads to butt and some feathers to ruffle. She's very... strong personality that will kind of turn you off at the beginning, or did me anyways, but I think maybe, but you'll we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Christine said, Miko, let me tell you something. I knew when Miko came in the show, her and Christine and Robin, I knew they was going to be like bumping heads. I knew that off the bat from the first episode when she was in the goddamn hammock and said she didn't feel a vibe. But I also felt like, damn, Miko, you ain't get her a chance. She just, y'all literally just got there. All y'all literally are fucking strangers. You ain't going, I mean, yeah, you ain't vibed with her, but did you give her a chance to vibe with her? So, I'm still watching that because I'm still trying to get my feel for even Miko. But I can appreciate Miko because typically in our culture, we don't like to share. We don't know you. I ain't sharing shit. I'm not telling you my business. I'm not telling you none of that. So, I get that. But like I said, at some point, I'm hoping she open up. Because if she don't open up, then you can just leave. I'm just saying. And then, with you, mister, I want to see them focus more on your... I want to know why you so mad all the goddamn time, Greg.
Yeah.
And you got a job dealing with the public.
I didn't know until I really went in deep with Chrissy and some of our sessions why the anger came and where it came from. But But
is that something I'm going to have to watch and see, or?
Watch and see. Thursdays at 10, 9 central on TBS.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I want to see more of your storyline. I hope to see more of, I could just tell Christine and Robin is a whole goddamn mess. Sorry, Christine. Love you, but I could just tell. But I will say this. Christine and Robin so far are the stars of the show. Because they the most fucked up. You know what I mean? And you know people, the most fucked up people, the most toxic people are always the stars. You get what I'm saying? So, I just hope to see more with you. I want to see more with Miko. I want to know with Varon. Because Varon, I don't really... With him, if I'm going to be authentic with you, right? I just don't see him having no real issues. You understand? Other than your typical black man in America. I'll give him that. But I don't know. I just don't really see... And that's what I'm saying. Him and Miko, they got to open up. But I know our culture, we don't want to open up in front of people. We don't, because we don't fit, we don't believe in therapy. You know what I'm saying? In our community, in our culture. We don't believe in therapy. We believe in Jesus. Oh, no, we ain't going to no therapy. We about to go to Jesus. We going to get some holy water. We about to talk to the pastor. He about to pray because I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. So I think that's what Miko and Varon's problem is. In our community, we don't do therapy. We don't go to shit like the resort where y'all letting you lay on the goddamn ground and sprinkling water and shaking shit all over you. We don't do that.
I've been to real therapy.
Huh?
I've never been to real therapy before. This was the first of any kind of therapy, traditional or non-traditional at all.
Really?
Yeah.
But for me, I do believe in therapy, but growing up, I didn't. But as I've gotten older and shit has happened, you know, I believe in therapy. But black people, we don't do therapy. We believe in Jesus. And I think that's the problem with, you know, Miko and Varon. They so used to that. So they at this resort, they don't want to open up. And I think that's why they click too. You know what I'm saying? But I want to see more of him. I want to see what's going to happen with him and Miko. I don't care what you don't tell me. I'm going to go by what I think. I think Varon and that chick, that Mary chick, I'm just saying. I'm waiting to see. And then I want to see her husband because I think I saw a clip with her husband coming. So I want to see her husband. And who else I want to see? The pastor. I could do without her. I'm just keeping it real. I can do without. What's her name? I don't even know her name.
Becca. Cowboy Pastor Becca.
Her name is what?
Becca, but we
call
her Cowboy Pastor Becca.
Oh, okay. Cowboy.
I was drunk.
Where that come? Yeah, like, I want to see that. Like, are y'all going to get drunk on this show?
They let us out. They let us out soon, yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I'm like, if this is all it's going to be, maybe I need to stick around and see some of that. Because all this weird shit. And then, Chrissy. Is her name Chrissy, the leader? She's a weirdo. She's a weirdo.
She's an amazing weirdo.
No, every weirdo is not a bad one, but she's...
When you said she over there dinging the bells, got some...
she got rattled and shaking shit. I'm like, Krista, what the fuck is all of that?
And now I saw stuff like we were laying there because we had our eyes closed. I'm like, the hell, they were standing over me shaking that shit.
That's what I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, see, and that's another thing. See, I'm a Christian. That's what I'm saying.
She's the best person, though.
Huh? She's the best one?
She's the best person you'll ever meet, yes.
No, I'm sure she is. I got a lot of weirdo friends. It's a weirdo. People get so sensitive. That doesn't necessarily mean...
Look at us. I'm in front of my TV, and you got a green sheet hanging up behind you.
This ain't no sheet, goddammit. This is actually... What the hell is it? You know I brought this from Amazon. It's not like a bed sheet. It's a screen, Greg. Okay? It's a screen because... Shit, I need to get my logo. I'm looking for somebody to build me a logo.
303 count screen.
Right. Fuck that. Back in the day, me when I used to live in the projects, baby, this was curtains, okay? This was that goddamn. Right. This is it. So don't talk about my screen. I'm still growing. I live in a shoebox apartment in LA, okay? So I have to make I have to make do. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm going to make it happen. I just need to find, I'm trying to find a logo so I could put it in the back. But I don't have what you got. Because you got, what the fuck is that, a blue curtain?
A TV, and then I got my lights.
No, that's a curtain behind the TV. Yeah.
Black curtain.
Oh, it's black.
Yeah, I got blue lights on it.
Greg, how old is you with a goddamn blue light?
33.
See, if you can't.
They change colors, though. Oh,
let me. So have people noticed who you are or not yet?
Yeah.
What did your fucking family think about you being on a goddamn reality show? Oh, shit. You didn't where you get that from? Amazon?
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
Yeah, please. Yeah, see, that is some.
Good evening and welcome to, see, you can do it all. No, I don't know how to get back.
Not like that on you. That matches your damn clothes.
My family, mom really liked it. The rest of my family, I haven't really heard from them.
Well, you'll hear from them when this grows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't tell people? Did you tell people that you was on the show, or you just left, went to the resort, and came back and was like, guess where I've been these past couple months?
Yeah, I said I was, you know, kind of going away to do something. I think people thought it was rehab. And I almost like when I got there, you remember that reality show, Joe Schmo, where they tricked that guy into thinking he's on a reality show, but everybody else is actors? So, like, I got there and was like, are they trying to fuck me over? Like, okay, no, these people are real. Like,
what the fuck you need rehab for, Greg?
Well, at the time, I probably shouldn't have, but.
What the hell? Why would your family think you was in rehab, Greg? You be drinking?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. Doing great.
It's working.
Yeah, no. You'll hear more of my story later, but yeah, it was getting bad. It was like, oh yeah, Greg's going to do a TV show. No, they're like, okay, Greg's going to rehab. Let's be honest. And I'm like, no, I promise.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me tell you something. I talk my shit. I don't know if I can do no reality show. No. I am too fucking crazy to do a reality show. I don't want y'all to know my motherfucking business like that. Mm-mm.
And this one especially, I think it's because most of us there were at that point where it's like, we are done. We have nothing else to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this crazy, bigger than life idea of how to help somebody
mm-hmm.
will work.
Mm-hmm. So, who are you close with in the on the cast?
We all have like a WhatsApp group. We talk every day. Me and Robin, we're still pretty close.
I'm talking shit about your friend. I'm sorry.
She was like, I don't know. Do you like me? And I'm like, bitch, I wouldn't talk shit about you if I didn't like you.
Listen, when the cameraman keeps showing you, when you like going in between the middle of them, I'll be like waiting for you to flip the fuck out. I really do. I'll be sitting there like, Greg about to flip the fuck out in 5, 4, 3. But you handling it very, very well for a person with anger issues. See, you're probably one of them psychotic people that you do control it, but then when it boils up, you just fuck shit up and scratch people's eyes out. The vodka kicking in.
Huh?
The vodka kicking in. Yeah, you drunk as shit.
I just honestly wasn't listening for like 2 seconds, and all I heard was scratching eyes out. I like took a break for like 2 seconds.
No, I get it. You've been talking to Perez, Nene, everybody. They done wore your ass out. I got you. Maybe I'll have to catch you on a non-promotional day.
Yo,
Are you by that Ozark? Is that what, isn't that where that is?
I'm Branson, Missouri, which is Ozarks, yeah.
Yeah, I heard Memorial Day, they lost their goddamn mind.
Yeah, like, there's still trucks in where I live, like, driving up and down the road with, like, Trump flags and Confederate flags and just hanging out, having a good old time.
Have you ever been there?
Where?
Ozark. What is it called? Ozark?
In the Ozarks?
Ozarks, yeah.
Yeah, we're in, oh, that what you're talking about. More
you know, from the Lake show.
Lake of the
Greg, are you with me?
Yes. How's your head?
Huh?
How's your head? I haven't had any complaints.
But no, my little brother went up there. He said it was crazy.
Yeah, no, it's a little further away from where I am, but, I mean, technically where I am is called the Ozarks, but, no, Lake of the Ozarks, no, I haven't been there before, but.
Okay. You born and raised there?
No.
Oh.
In Missouri, yes. I was born in Kennett, Missouri, which is in, like, the southeast corner. It's the hometown of Sheryl Crow. That's our claim to fame.
Sheryl Crow, I love her. That's what's up. Does she still come and visit? You know, some people, you know, when they blow up, they don't go home no more.
No, she comes home a lot.
Okay.
Her parents are amazing. I know her parents, and she sings in the church choir at Christmas time.
Okay.
She built us a swimming pool.
Yeah. Well, like I said, in wrapping this up, I really want to, you know, see more of you. I want to, you know, see your storyline come to life, so I'm going to wait for that. I do want to see more of Miko and Veron. Hopefully they will. The pastor, I can do without her. I want to see, you know what I'm kind of interested in? Like, are you cool with some of the leaders? Like, I can't think of the black guy's name. It's something where he a guardian angel and he with the birds and the wind and shit.
Tossier.
What's his name?
Tossier. That was good. She said, oh, what name is that from? He said, it's my angel name.
See what I'm saying? These people are weirdo. He lost me when he said that, because I think he got like a regular government name.
Kenneth.
Yeah, really, Kenneth? Asasiye? Really? You don't get your... So, honey, I'ma watch. Like I said, I'm a hold on and try to go through it, because now that I, you know, have you and Robin, I'm a try to stick in and watch the show. I'm going to try to get the Diamonds to watch it. They don't want to watch it, Greg. Huh?
There's else on TV coming out right now.
That's what I tell people. That's what, but they not watching, Greg. So I'm going to try to get them to watch. I made a video. I made a video tonight, and hopefully, you know, they'll see the little clip, because I try to put little clips of real kind of important stuff in my shows. I'll see if they're going to watch it, Greg. They don't watch The Lost Resort, Greg. We got to get, y'all got to come with the drama. See, because let me tell you something. If y'all would have showed, like, people fighting and arguing, oh, people wouldn't watch that,
maybe,
you know.
Pull up Miko's wig or something, yeah.
Yeah, pull a weave out. We like that type of shit. Yeah, I'm sorry. If people go talk shit that they don't like it, them the shows that stay on long. Trust me. But I'm going to give it an opportunity. I'm going to watch it. You know, hopefully I'll see some more of you so I can talk shit. Because see, right now we only on episode 2. I can't get in your ass yet. Because I ain't.
I know. I'm like, oh, I have so much to tell you, but I can't.
I know, but it's okay. We'll wait. How many episodes is it together?
There's like 2 months left.
I'm sorry, it's going to be on for 2 months?
Greg, I'm not
watching no 2 months of this shit.
This is a commitment.
No, you can't make me commit to watching this shit.
This is a one so, thing in your life to commit to.
Listen, okay, so we're on episode 2. Let me tell you, let's make a pact. Let me see.
Okay.
So we 2 episodes. Why don't we try to meet up every other episode? Like, maybe the next time we meet be maybe episode 4 or 5. Because I want to talk shit, but I can't really talk shit because we only saw episode 1 and 2. You get me? And I want to be able to get in your ass.
Or find out something. That's what my Grindr profile says. But maybe if I know something good.
Pause.
I'll be like, oh,
Please, let me know. Because right now it's fresh.
About this.
Yeah. We're going to have to create a pass, like a password that only we know, like when it's come, when the good part's coming. Because right now, you know.
I can't see the private message.
Huh? No, they can't see that. No, you can text me whatever the hell you want in that. But no, let maybe, you know, maybe, like I said, we still early. We episode 2. The juice ain't came out yet. The juicy stuff need to happen. We're going to watch it and talk shit. Because I really can't talk shit. The only talk shit I can do is the goddamn dancing from this episode. And then last episode, I just talked about what the resort was going to be. And then I know you can't really talk. So, with that being said, we're going to meet. We're going to make a pact. You want to do episode 4 or 5? Do you know, like, in advance?
No. So, because I'm watching it now, and I'm like, it was a long month.
So how long was y'all there? 2 months?
We were there for 21 days.
What the fuck is that? Oh, so like, okay, a little bit less than a month. 3 weeks. Okay, so how long ago was this?
6 months. We were there in December.
Oh, because I was going to say, you know the corona and shit out. Shit, did y'all get tested?
We did get tested, yeah. But when we came back, there was no corona mentioned.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Was you nervous when it came on? Was you, like, are you scared for this to continue on? Because people about to be in your business. They about to know who you are.
Oh.
They're about to judge you. You do know that, right? You know all that judgment is coming your way.
It's starting to hit me as I, like, see something in the comments. And now, like, everybody's like, oh, don't read the comments. I'm like, well, I
want to
know what they're saying.
Yeah, that, you know what? I told myself, as bigger as I get, I'm going to have to stop. Because I had to limit my comments because I was posting something. And people, the trolls is what they call. So, yeah. They coming for you, Greg. You got thick skin?
Yeah.
I hope so, baby. If not, I'll cuss them out for you.
You got to watch what you say so hard now. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in that day and age, especially you being a comedian. It's like, oh.
It's so hard. No.
They're talking valid.
Let me tell you something. It's so hard. And Greg, I'm not perfect. And I try to be very mindful of what I say. But you still gonna piss somebody off.
Yeah.
It's inedible. But
you can know yourself so much and be like, oh, well, I don't mean it. That I come from a place of love. But it's like, to somebody.
Somebody feel like, oh, you don't like these group of people. And you don't like it. And it's like, no, I'm making a joke. It's very hard, and me and the other few comedians, we talk about that all the time. It's like, shit, we can't tell no fucking jokes. Like, when, you know, real quick before we wrap it up, the whole situation with Eddie Murphy. Because when Eddie Murphy came out back in the day, it was a different kind of day. And so now, coming forward, he was trying to do comedy, and your community just shredded his ass alive. So it's just, it's real hard. You can't.
And there was even gay people that came out and said,
Yeah. I mean, look what they did to Kevin Hart when he wanted to do the Oscars. So it's just, it has put us comedians. Do you know how many videos I have to record over and over because I don't want to say something? Because I'm like, oh shit, if I say this. Because your community, boy, they come at you.
I still see people I'm friends on Facebook with from New York. Like, yeah. Oh shit. Crazy
as shit. So I have to ask my gay friend, like, okay, now you heard this. Does it sound bad before I click send? And he'd be like, okay, no, send it. And I'll be like, oh, or he'll say something like, well, no, don't say that word. He'd be like, no, don't say that word. You can't say that word no more. So I just have to be very mindful, you know, because we are. So I say that to you. I just pray that you have thick skin to deal with the shit that's going to come your way. You understand what I'm saying?
I can say that I'm ready and I have, but we'll see what happens because, you know, we'll see.
But you got anger issues. So do you go off real quick? Like if somebody hit you in the comments, do you be like, well, motherfucker?
Don't ask me those fucking numbers.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a check back in on you. I'm gonna try to give it to the. I'm gonna watch it because I know you and I know Robin. So I'll watch it and give it a chance. I'll do my reviews still, you know, but I'll watch it because of you guys. Because if it wasn't for you guys, I probably... Well, I'll do what I can. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Somebody said, what? David said he didn't know I was a comedian. You see how my people don't read my bio? My whole name say Diamond of Comedy. And they just...
Diamond
of Comedy. And he didn't know I was a... child. But, you know, I've been doing comedy since 2003. So... I've been doing it a long time, Greg, and you just gotta have that thick skin. I hope no whole lot of negativity come your way, but like I said, I'm gonna be watching. I'm gonna still be talking my shit, and when the time come and I see your ass on there acting a goddamn fool, I'm gonna get into your ass. Pause. Yeah, I'm gonna get you. So, but thank you for let me tell you something. You are the first cast member to talk to me, so I love you and I appreciate that from you.
Thank you. And we'll get Christine and Robin coming next time too when they got a good
show. Child, I'm ready for them, cause I know their story. So for them, it's like I want to really talk to them. I really do. So, but no, I just set aside that you now have a soft spot in my heart because you didn't have to talk to me. You didn't. You could have been like, oh, bitch, your video was funny. Best I ever had. See, yes. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Let me talk to my 500 followers.
Like, bitch, I don't even need to be on your motherfucking show, bitch. I'm okay. So, I really appreciate that. Like, you don't even know. When I first got your DM, I was like, so to me, you a star already.
Oh, thank you.
Oops. What? You don't even know how I done called my mama. See, that's one thing about black people. We will tell. Girl, you ain't gonna believe who came in my DM, bitch. I got an interview. So, I really appreciate that. I giving me your time, because you didn't have to. You know? And I appreciate that. And I'm gonna keep watching. I'm gonna pray that you have thick skin. I'm gonna pray for Christine. I'm gonna pray for Robin. Christine, you want to go live for a few minutes? Because I done talked his whole ear off, child. I can come over there. We can really get to talking, boo. She what?
She saw that drink in her hand earlier. She's ready to go live.
Well, tell her to go live, and I'll go and request her. Give you some resting, because I know you've been interviewing and shit all day, child. I get it. So, Christine, I'm about to come to your page right now, girl. Thank you, Greg. Love you. Thank you. Okay, Diamonds. Let's try to wrap this up and let's go over here and talk to Christine. Let's see what she got to say for these little 12, 15 minutes we got left. Let's talk and see what she got going on. Let me find her. Christine on the line. I don't know. I got to find her, y'all. I got to find her. She got to go online. She ain't going on live, child. We going to find her. But I like to say shout out to Greg for that, because that really meant a lot to me, Diamond, that he took a chance with your girl. So she got to go live. Tell her to go live. Let me message her and tell her to go live so I could call her. Go live, girl. Let's see. Let's get Christine ready from Lost Resort. Let's see if she gets on her live real quick and we can talk to her for a few minutes. I know it's late, so let's see when she if she get her butt on here. Let's see what happens, y'all. But I'm gonna watch the show, Diamonds. I'm gonna watch, get this show another opportunity to get my interest, you know, because it is a weird ass show, child. So we gonna see, but let's see if we can get Christine ready on here, because it's late. I hope she is available. Where is she? Let's see. Come on, girl. Calling. I want to call you, girl. She need to go live. Let me tell her she got to go live. Let's see. Go live. Let's see if she gonna go live. Let's see, y'all. We got a few more minutes to go. Let's see if she get on here. Come on, Christine, ready? Where you at, girl? She gotta go live for me. She gotta go live. But yes, we got the Lost Resort. It comes on, guys, every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, which if you're in L.A., that means 7 o'clock. If you're in Eastern Time, that means 10 o'clock on TBS. It's called Lost Resort. Let's watch it together. Let's see if we're going to get her on the live, though. She got to go live. She don't. She might not know she got to go live. You got to go live, boo. Okay, we might not can get Christine. We might have to get Christine another time. Maybe we can get her next week. Well, Diamonds, I'm going to wrap this up. I hope y'all enjoyed Mr. Greg Haywood from Lost Resort. You know, it's still early, guys, in the process. So it's a lot of things that he can't talk about. So, you know, we only episode 2 in. So maybe as, you know, the seasons and the episodes go, we'll become more and more live. With some of the cast, and you know, hopefully we'll talk then. But okay, Diamonds, you know my whole thing. Thanks for rocking with me. Thanks for letting me entertain you. Thanks for listening to my podcast via whatever streaming platform you own. And this is your girl Diamond of Comedy, and I want all of y'all to always shine bright like a diamond, because just like the sun don't care about who it blinds, it's still gonna shine anyway. That's what I want my diamonds to do. Shine bright like a diamond, baby. And that's it, y'all. All right, y'all. Peace.